Let's start with the school kitchen project. Seemed like they were really close to buying a mobile kitchen, and then the manager sent out a memo saying, wait, hold on, what's happening with the school kitchen?
Well, you know, like many other things, the actual expense of doing a project becomes quite a bit greater than the cost that was initially projected, right? So, you know, I think the original thought was this was going to be a $200,000 project. As this moves into $300,000 now and probably going to be more expensive because how these things kind of go, it's not going to get cheaper to build a new kitchen over the next few years. So why not look into ways to fund that? But, you know, I think we all understand the value of having a kitchen at the school, whether it be a mobile one or one that's constructed. So, I mean, whatever the assembly decides, I do think it's vital that we have one of those options in place.
Okay, moving on. What's going on with the Norwegian Cruise Lines donation?
Well, as you know, there's a certain amount of the money that's going toward, you know, food bank and the other items that were approved by resolution. So there's still that larger chunk of money. The manager put a memo out that has some potential suggestions that the assembly could latch on to, including like unemployment assistance and a large chunk of the money going toward, you know, a fund very similar to what the SDC ran last year so that any business license holder could apply for that money. We're hopeful that cruise ships are going to return in a robust fashion in 22, but there's a lot of variables that we don't understand. I think it's good to be optimistic for sure, but we should be patient and make sure that we are keeping as many people here as we can and that we're being prudent in the way we spend the money so that it's going to keep as many businesses afloat as possible.
There's a trail agreement with the Skagway Traditional Council. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, you know, trail expansion is something that I've put a lot of effort into over the past year and a half, and I hope we continue to do that. I foresee over the next, you know, 4 or 5 years, as the cruise industry rebounds, we're going to become more reliant on independent tourism, and trails bring independent tourists. And I know that there are people who disagree with that assessment, but there are hard numbers that prove it. It brings billions of dollars to the state, and if we have a robust trail system and we can work with the traditional council to put together better trails in town and bring more independent tourists to Skagway, I think that's a really positive thing.
And then finally, I guess, the big story is going to be that empty assembly seat. Is the assembly ready to fill it this week?
I hope so. I think it's essential that it is filled. We have, you know, three quality locals who have put their name into the hat. And, you know, I'm curious to see what the assembly decides.
You don't have an inside scoop as to whether or not they've picked somebody?
No, you know, I'm trying to stay neutral in this. I know it's been done differently in the past, but to me, one of the most important roles of mayor is to make sure we have a cohesive assembly as much as possible. And so, you know, if they can come to a majority agreement at the table on who they'd like to sit with them for these next 5 or 6 meetings until the election, I think that has a lot of value rather than me telling them who should be there.
Andrew, thank you for the time, and we'll see you on Thursday night.
Hey, thanks, man. Have a good day.